Talking today with Michael Kelsey of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Some things happening right here at the tail end of the year, Michael, that are pretty exciting for the cattle industry that you got a lot of interest in, I know most certainly. This second separate beef checkoff that Secretary Vilsack has kind of rattled out there as trying to maybe push people along in this beef enhancement working group. It seemed, you know, his effort to do that's been rebuffed by Congress. He's acknowledged that.
Yeah, this most recent announcement, it really, if you go look at the comments that were submitted, and I had an opportunity to go through those individually, a lot of them, there really wasn't any support from anyone, whether those organizations that have been traditionally supportive of the checkoff or those that have not. Neither really supported this concept of a second separate checkoff that would run in line with the current one. Probably the biggest reason for that is the mass confusion, in our opinion, the mass confusion that would cause of two different programs trying to operate simultaneously under different boards, et cetera. It'd just be too confusing. So we're appreciative that Secretary Vilsack has kind of pulled back. We do agree with him, and he did make a pretty strong statement that the checkoff needs to be enhanced in terms of the assessment. It's still operating under the original value, $1 a head, and inflation alone has just eroded that so far away. So we do agree with him there that the checkoff needs to be enhanced. Our opinion at OCA, it needs to be done one of two ways, either under the current program, the 1985 Act. Let's modify that, bring that up to date. Or if that can't be done on a federal or national level, then let's look at doing something in the state where we can enhance it on a state level.
Now, on that state level, we now have legislation in place that would allow Oklahoma to at least explore that.
That is correct. We did that last legislative session, and we're in the process of talking with our allies on, is there opportunity for us to move forward on that? I think a lot of that is obviously dependent upon what the federal program was going to do, so we needed to kind of wait and see what the secretary was going to do there. And I think it's also an opportunity for us just to sit down with our organizations here and our allied organizations here in Oklahoma and say, hey, is there an opportunity now for us to move forward? So that's something we'll be looking at in this coming year. I will say this about Oklahoma, and I am so appreciative of this. If you look at the beef industry in Oklahoma from an organizational standpoint, all the organizations that touch the beef industry in some form or fashion, we're all very much aligned that let's work together to do this. And so that is so refreshing, because I can tell you from words of experience that in other states that's not the case. And it's just not even a game starter in some of those other states. So I think we're very blessed and very fortunate to have that in Oklahoma.
A lot of things we've had to kind of watch Uncle Sam on is the regulatory process. One thing that's coming up here at the tail end of the year, we've got comments needed to go in regards to possible imports coming in from South America.
That is correct. On December 29th is the closing time for the comments from northern Argentina. This proposed rule by APHIS, the division of USDA, would allow fresh and frozen beef from that northern region of Argentina. We're very much strongly opposed to this, and there's kind of two different reasons for our opposition. First has to do with Argentina. They just have not demonstrated the ability to secure their borders and to follow those risk mitigation strategies involving specifically foot and mouth disease. We just can't afford to have that disease in the United States in terms of our herd health. The second reason we're opposed to it is a little closer to home domestically, and that is our confidence in our own APHIS division regarding Argentina is not very high either. We're just not seeing the documentation that we need to see that inspections have taken place and those types of things on our side, nor have we, in our opinion, followed the proper rulemaking process in this case. And so for those two reasons, we're pretty strongly opposed to this. Traditionally, OCA is we're strongly in favor of open and free and fair trade. But in this case, with the risk to the herd health, we just can't afford that. So we encourage all cattlemen out there, go to regulations.gov. You can make comments pretty easily, but look up for that comment period in Argentina. For northern Argentina, it closes December 29th.